Man just told me to smile. I don't think they realize that every time they say that, the hairline recedes just a little bit more. Oy, 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 oy. Why did you make me come outside? This is what happens when we venture forth. Yes, but there's so many morons. You say it like they're the exception. They are not. They are the motherfucking rule. What was the other thing the other charming gentleman said? Oh, yes.
Cheer up, darling. It might never happen.
Oh, it has. You're talking to me. Oh, that moment when you have female rage and you just want to bite somebody's face off. Then it's like, not really. I just want to, you know, exist without being... I don't even know what the word is anymore. Objectified feels too... cartoonish. It's like, oh yeah, objectify me, see me as a typewriter. It's like, no, they don't actually like me. Majority of them don't seem to like women, or respect women, or enjoy female company. They just want to assert, oi, 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 I'd stick something in you. And it's like, I'm deeply uncomfortable. I understand that patriarchy neither serves women nor men, but Jesus Christ. Some men make it very difficult to have compassion for them. But, as I remind myself daily, I must not turn into a hateful bigot. Not helpful for anybody. Anywhere, but when cretins like that speak to you, just want to say, allow me to drag you before your mother and make you beg for her forgiveness, you absolute disappointment. Sorry, I have rage. I wish it was just Tourette's. Although I probably shouldn't say that, because Tourette's is probably very debilitating and, you know, comes with lots of personal struggles, so, yeah. Because this is the thing, it's so easy to be in your own echo chamber and think everything is easier for everybody else, so, yeah. I don't know, you made me come outside and speak to human beings, and this is the fallout. I am barking in a bar, and you are laughing at me. Go on, I don't mind. Enjoy the show that is the angry female. No, I'm angry. Just because I'm smiling doesn't mean I'm not angry. I am fucking furious. About injustice and poverty and corrupt corporations and the bullies that run the world and the fact that everything always feels all too much. And I am very aware that's because I live in a time where we have access to information we were never supposed to have access to all the time, 24/7. We get bombarded with tragedy, poverty, injustice, hate, prejudice. Ah! The absolute joke that is the legal system. And this is why I'm so fun on a night out. But you're so happy that you brought me. No, I have no sympathy for you. It's your fault for having such bad taste in friends. And for making me go outside. And for making me come away from my phone, which holds all the doom and gloom. Except it doesn't, because it's also in every day, but I hate that my brain fixates on it, and this is why I'm not fun to be around, and I apologize for that. I don't mean to... It's not even trauma, because it's not my trauma. I don't mean to news dump on you and reality check you, because I'm sure you're very aware of the reality. It's just too much, all the time. And then when you ignore it, you feel like a, I don't know, complicit? Which I know isn't totally true, because we're not responsible for all the evil in the world happening all the time, but by the same token, it's like, oh my God, that is a lot. That is a fucking lot. And yes, I flaccidly give to a few charities here and there, and I recycle, and occasionally I'll do the odd fun run. FYI, not fun at all. I'm not really doing anything. I'm just sat staring into the screen of doom. Getting mad about things I can never change and... But then, see, I get annoyed with that attitude because it's like, oh, we can't do anything. It's like, well, how's that going to help? That's not going to help anything, just going, oh, it's all pointless and rubbish and I can't do anything. It's like, no, it's so self-pitying. Stop. Sorry. I'm talking to you, but I'm really just talking to myself and that's not very polite. I'm just... Ah! I need to get outside of my head. I know that we've had this conversation. That is why you very kindly invited me out. I will stop it. How are you? I know I'm not crazy for being affected by the things I see in the news. It's just also, I can be a bit much with it. You know, the social justice warrior stuff. I know that's part joke, but also it's part truth. I'm like, here, I hold a plaque, see me, see the injustice of the world, care. And it's like, people do care. It's just they also have jobs and stresses and marriages and kids and all sorts of stuff that takes away and chips away. And some days when you finish work, you just want to scratch yourself and eat something and not think. I mean, why else was television invented? But thank you for being a good friend. It's just like, you're fine. No, I appreciate it. I need more of that in my life instead of just being like, ah, Afghanistan. Yes, Afghanistan is very, but I'm not going to change that by just being funky at a bar. I know, I'm not wrong to care about the oppression of lots of different people, but by the same token, I also have to live my life. I can't just sit in the doom and gloom and just be like, ah, well, what's the point of anything? Because that really is pointless. It's like being a nihilist. Or a nail technician that doesn't charge crazy prices. Hundreds of pounds people spend on their nails. Take advantage. Or better yet, just make a product that's somehow justifiably £200. I suppose worth is a hard thing to judge, really. When I buy many questionable items. Mainly vintage shoes. Because they're so cute and they make me feel like a time traveler. And sometimes that gets me through the week. Focusing on tanned leather brogues. Because the world is noisy and always flashing. And sometimes tanned leather shoes just help. And I know you get that. Because you like your little kooky stuff too. Your little figures and your action stuff and... No. Just because I don't get it doesn't mean it's not valuable. Yeah, but I don't have to get it. As long as you like it, who cares? So I just admitted to you that I like to imagine that I'm a time traveler. I'm not in a position to judge. And also, what a waste of fecking energy. No, I'm not judging, just judging about hobbies. I'm all for judging. I am. Judging has gotten such a bad rep. It's like, oh, I'm not judging. It's like, I am. I'm sorry, I am. Not on, you know, inconsequential things, but I am judging some things. And that's just discernment. That's like a life skill you have to have. I don't see why it's seen as such a negative. It's like, no, I won't judge you on your clothes or your sexual orientation or, I don't know, how you do your hair, but I am going to judge you if you leave your kids for a new partner. That I will judge. Those babies did not decide to come into this world. You made them, you raised them. And I am not blaming women. I include the male in this situation, whoever he is. Don't have kids unless you want them. Why is that so hard? See? Judgy. I'm a judgy old crotchety lady who likes to pretend she's a time traveler.
happy with your choice of friend?
Thanks. For letting me be crotchety and asocial and confused. It felt good. So I guess it doesn't really matter if it was cringe or not. What an odd concept. You want to come home with me? I've just suddenly realized that I've spent a very long time not interacting with people and, this might just be particular to you, but I've kind of enjoyed speaking to another human being. I probably have a 2-year-old whine rattling around in the bottom of the fridge. We could always pick up beer. I might have had a Stella Artois in my time. Well, there might be a fact or two that you don't know about me yet. I can't promise you it'll be fascinating, but I can promise you it'll be factual. To the off license. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you earlier. No, I am. I can't ever shut up. I know it's a problem. I think it's because I go long periods without speaking to anybody, and then when I speak to a human being, it's like, haha, engage with me. Come on, let's have it all. And it's like, what are you doing? Even inside my head, whilst I'm speaking, I'm going, what are you doing? Stop. Cease. Desist. Nada. And my mouth just keeps flapping, and then people look at me like, okay, overreact much. It's like, no, the problem is I just don't interact much. Just probably for the good of the general public. I am sorry if it was too much. You do know there is such a thing as being too kind, right? I mean, I like that you're forgiving and amicable and polite, but maybe you should set boundaries. Because you just let me be and you're like, you'll figure it out. Just get it out of your system. And whilst that's really nice, it's a bit like, what are you getting out of this? No, that was a genuine question. Why are you here? Is it just for the Stella Artois? Don't you mock my Stella. She might be disgusting and cheap, but she is reliable. And she makes my head feel less fuzzy. Now, don't be stupid. You can stay. You can have my bed if you want. I'm very adept at falling asleep on the floor. Don't worry. No, don't be like that. Of course you can use my bed. I hate when guests do this and they're like, oh no, I couldn't possibly. It's like, just do it. Because you're the guest. This is what's supposed to happen. And you've also put up with a lot, so please have the bed. Mm-hmm. It's very tiring ranting. I don't embarrass you, do I? You promise? 'Cause honestly, I embarrass myself. I've said this so many times, and only a few people have gotten this, but it's not that I dislike being with people, it's that I dislike who I become around people. I become a caricature of myself. It's like, I just calm down, breathe, and I just, all of a sudden, it's like, aha, a person, It's like if you just took a breath and just acted as normally as possible, you wouldn't come off half as on. I wish I were more like you, to be honest. You know, calm. Well, mainly calm. And not so on all the time. Scary. No, not you, me. Well, I get it, it is scary when someone's just like, social issues. Like, Jesus Christ. Small talk is fine. Please stop talking about how patriarchy is detrimental to both men and women. I really hope this doesn't come across as weird or patronizing, but I just really like... You're just like, it's okay. Even if it is possibly slightly enabling. It's very... Well, it's just nice. Can I tell you something? I've really enjoyed not being on my phone. Thank you. For putting up with me and allowing me to just spew. You're a good egg. Let's go to sleep. Well, I've just realized we're not six and we can share the same bed. I promise I won't try and kiss you. Well, definitely not with Stella Artois breath. Ranters have standards, you know. That's my side of the bed, you take the other. No, we don't need top and tail, it was stupid. Besides, you'll miss my cold feet touching your legs. Let's do this again, okay? Please don't tell me if I snore. That is not information I need.